Major Keene, in his room on the Thames embankment, turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Demetrius had said at some stage of this affair, I can't remember clearly when, that the strongest card in his hand was other people's regard for humanity, because he had none. And he was proved right that night in Bookman's sanatorium, when we were forced to let him escape with Yachty Blum and the other two Poles. But I ask you, how could any man have done other than I did, even if Hedy Bergner had been an utter stranger? If we'd made a move, Yachty Blum would have killed her there in Bookman's study, and she'd been no stranger to me. I'd held her in my arms and heard her whispering of love. I'd known the truth about her only a few hours. I couldn't see her butchered in front of me, not even when I had Demetrius in one hand, there, gripped like that. So they took Hedy and the trunk they thought held £1,000,000 and went, leaving me and Cutts and the rest of us to dwell on our weakness in not being able to put pity out of our hearts. Well, anyway, while all that had been taking place at the sanatorium, Colonel Fentress was on his way from the embankment with a squad of chaps from the yard. It was too bad they couldn't have arrived sooner. Demetrius hadn't been gone 5 minutes when they swept up the drive and came storming in. What Fentress thought when he saw us sitting there in the study, wordless, not looking at each other, well, that's something you'd have to ask him sometime for yourself.
I hate to disturb you, chaps, but if it's not too much, just what's going on? Take your fellows, Napier, and cover the house.
He needn't trouble. The house is empty.
But for you five. Come on, Keene, speak up. What's the strength of all this?
We were waiting for Demetrius. He walked into our hands. We let him go.
Shaking hands all round, I expect. Talk sense, Keene. I'm not in the mood for whimsy.
No, it's no whimsy. The loot was here. I worked that stunt about Jerry Fagan flying Demetrius and Yachty Blum to France.
You what?
Let me finish. I wanted the police guard taken off this place so they'd come back for their loot. Well, they did. 5 minutes before they arrived, Hedy Bergner walked in. It was pitch dark and Ridgway here knocked her cold. We had them sitting shots. Biagnotti grabbed Hedy and held a knife at her throat. Demetrius made us a proposition. We agreed to it.
And the loot?
We let them take what they thought was the loot.
Ah, this makes less and less sense.
You see, Colonel, we found a cabin trunk behind that bookcase before they got here. It was full of old papers, so we locked it up and put it back where it was.
You actually had Demetrius and Yachty Blum?
And two Poles called Werfel and Gonski.
You five armed men had Demetrius here and you let him go again? Because they were going to knife the Bergner girl. Ah! This is the last straw, Keene. You're under arrest. You've been blind about that woman.
Well, I'm not blind about her anymore.
Then how the very devil could you let them walk out of here?
I couldn't do anything else. And if you'd been here, Colonel Fentress, neither could you. Demetrius had to go.
And what about the rest of you? Do you mean to say not one of you had the guts to let fly and down Hedy Bergner? Ridgway, what about you? You have an axe to grind. Why couldn't you have taken the thing out of Keene's hands? Well? Oh. Cuts. Will no one answer? All right. Digby Mitchell, DSO, MC, and Barr. How do you justify letting them get away? The girl's an accessory to I don't know how many murders, and yet
look, it's no use, Colonel. We had a decision to make individually, and we made it.
And you let Demetrius go?
But the loot's still in London, and so will he be.
You're no shorter of that than I am of your sanity, Keene. You let yourself be hoodwinked by an adventuress. You've run counter to every dictate of good sense. You've exposed your men to danger time and time again. You've flouted your orders. And with that fellow Fagan, you conspired against military intelligence. And when you had our man in your hand, you couldn't even screw up enough courage to cut him down.
I will not excuse myself for what's taken place tonight.
You seriously suggested you could? When I was at Sandhurst, Keene, you'd have been locked in a room with a loaded pistol by officers of your own regiment.
When I'm ready to watch a young girl butchered so I can capture a criminal, I lock myself in a room and save my regiment the trouble.
That's the trouble, Keene. Demetrius is not just a criminal. Nicholas Barker's back from Berlin with new stuff he's turned up on the fellow. And, no. Well, there doesn't seem to be much point in hanging about here any longer. We'd better get back to the embankment. You'll come with me. You too, Cutts. You others can make your own arrangements, but I want you out of this sanatorium at once. Napier!
Yes, sir?
Round up your men. See the place is vacant before you go and lock up all round. Make your report to Inspector Frayne at the yard. Tell him I'll be on tap at headquarters. I'm leaving now. Come along, Keane. I want a purely personal word with you on the way. I suggest we call in at your flat. It's about you and Demetrius and the Bergner girl. And I want you to tell me...
That's right, Demetrius. You whistle and whistle so you can think. But how you are thinking what we are doing with a trunk full of old newspapers, huh?
How many more times do I have to tell you to be quiet, Yachty?
For heaven's sake, get him out of here.
I'm not pretty for you, Hedy, like Gregory Keane.
Be quiet!
From no one but you, Demetrius. No one but you am I taking it.
At a time like this, Yachty, we must have discipline.
Yeah. Discipline. Too many times now I have been right. Too many times now I have been warning you. We are watching the sanatorium. No one is coming and going, no. But when we get there, who is waiting? Keane. And Ridgway, who we are thinking was dead until Hades finding out.
The fact remains that we entered the sanatorium, took the trunk and left again. Keane or no Keane.
And how are we leaving, Demetrius?
Yachty.
Now let him finish. You keep refusing to tell me just what happened there.
He's right. How we are leaving doesn't matter. The trunk. That's what we are thinking about. Does Keane know what was in it? Maybe they take the loot and put in old papers for us.
No. Keane doesn't know about the trunk. Was done for our benefit by Max Rubenstein.
How can you be sure of that, after Keane laying such a trap for you?
When we opened that trunk half an hour ago, it was a trying moment for all of us. We overlooked something. Among the papers and rubbish we scattered about, I found this.
What is it?
A letter to me from Rubenstein himself. I'm afraid that was our greatest mistake. We underestimated the fellow. Listen. Demetrius, it occurred to me during our negotiations that if my plans for dealing with you at the quarry failed... There was someone who could use our treasure much better than you. And since you will never read this letter, nor see this trunk full of rubbish as it is, unless I am dead and you have killed me, well, we can overlook the rest.
But how did he do it? You told me you actually saw the trunk with the money in it.
At the Rubenstein galleries, half an hour before it was moved to the sanatorium. I imagine he had a duplicate trunk and contrived to substitute one for the other.
How is this helping us? We don't have the loot. We are now knowing where it is.
It helps a great deal, Yachty. Whatever arrangements Rubenstein made were made quickly, so the loot couldn't have been taken far.
Who's he giving £1 million to? Who's he trusting?
Obviously not a stranger. None of his confederates was in London. You see how it narrows down the field and how once again we're a long way ahead of Gregory Keane because Keane doesn't know that the trunk we took tonight wasn't the loot's.
He has learned so much that we thought impossible for him to learn.
No, but there's so much more he will never learn. We still have our organization. We still have our funds to draw on. We have the ship on which to live and the warehouse across the dock from which to operate. And he will never close our route of escape.
Never? I'm afraid of him.
There is a certain person in London this minute who should be more afraid of us. Because I think she has our million or knows where it is.
She? Who? Oh.
A certain Mademoiselle Fleur Dupont. Poor Rubenstein. He was a romantic fellow, I fear. Not the man to let life slip by him without some of its richer consolations. He confided rather a lot to me in an unguarded moment. So that soon we will be paying Miss Dupont a call. Yachty, Hedy will excuse us. We're going ashore. We've some inquiries to make and there's no time like the present. You'd better get some sleep, Hedy. Hedy.
Yes, I shall get some sleep if I can. Sometimes I think I shall never sleep again. Go if you're going, both of you.
Well, Yachty, you're not deaf, are you? Open the door. Good night, Hedy.
Sleep. If this woman Dupont knows of the loot, they will kill her, too. They tell me to sleep, but they will not tell me how they escaped from the sanatorium. They've forgotten they told me Keene was dead and Yotti killed him. They told me he was dead at the sanatorium. But now they say Keene does not know about the loot. Oh, how did they escape? It was a trap. Why did Keene let them go? How could they have forced Keene to let them escape? A threat on my life. It must have been. And he tells me to sleep. Sleep! They will kill that woman like all the rest. Oh, I cannot go on. They will kill her. And already I cannot live with the knowledge I have. Keene loves me. Maybe it's not too late. Maybe there's still time. He loves me. Maybe I could save myself if I went to Keene once more.
But it was far, far too late for Haiti. One by one, they were breaking up. Marzotti and Bookman were gone. Yotti Blum wasn't made to be stretched tight day after day, week after week. And Haiti was in pieces already. Yes, we hadn't long to go. While Demetrius and Yotti Blum were starting their search for Fleur Dupont that night, I was being shown what Nicholas Barker had brought back from Berlin. It threw almost the last ray of light on Demetrius.